With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Domestic air travelers will need to have a real ID card at the airport today. The new requirements take effect after many delays. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says any passengers without real ID should expect additional identity checks.
Folks will come through the line and will be issued their ID and show it. If it's not compliant, they may be diverted to a different line, have an extra step, but people will be allowed to fly.
A valid passport is an accepted alternative to real ID. Canadian Prime Minister Carney is rejecting President Trump's push to make Canada the 51st state. At their White House meeting yesterday, the president said it would be a beautiful marriage, but Carney said Canada will never be up for sale. The public and lawmakers want answers about the problems at Newark Airport.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is calling for a federal investigation into recent delays and outages at the Newark Liberty International Airport that lawmakers have blamed on outdated technology and longstanding staffing shortages they say have worsened under the Trump administration. Schumer is urging the Federal Aviation Administration's Office of the Inspector General to probe problems at the airport, which included a radar and radio outage last week that left air traffic controllers unable to track aircraft or talk to pilots for 90 seconds. Bill Alexander, Washington.
India has fired missiles at Pakistan in what it said was retaliation for a massacre of Indian tourists. Pakistan called today's strikes an act of war and said more than 24 people were killed. Mass was celebrated at St. Peter's Basilica this morning ahead of the papal conclave. Cardinals from 70 countries are being sequestered as they prepare to hold their first vote to elect the next pope, to succeed Pope Francis, who died last month at the age of 88. This is SRN News. Montana is protecting its public employees.
Republican Governor Greg Gianforte has signed a measure that bars the state or any locality from forcing teachers, professors, and other government workers from having to use the pronouns of transgender coworkers. The Alliance Defending Freedom, a Christian legal group, is cheering the new law. Senior counsel Matt Sharp says, quote, "No one should lose their job or face punishment at work for declining to say something they believe is false." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The civil war in Sudan just passed its two-year anniversary, with both sides accused of destroying churches and abusing Christians. More than 160 houses of worship have been flattened or closed since the war began, and in some cases, members of the clergy have been targeted for assassination. Christians make up only about 5% of the population in mostly Muslim Sudan. The civil war has killed tens of thousands of people and displaced at least 13 million. This is SRN News. A once popular internet phone and video service has closed up shop.
Skype users are scrambling to find an alternative after Microsoft shut down the pioneering internet phone service, which let people make cheap long-distance calls and chat with other users. Google Voice lets users make calls from a smartphone or a desktop web browser, but it's only available to people in the U.S. Viber users can call phone numbers but can't get a number to receive calls. Zoom offers phone options, too. You could get a number from a local low-cost virtual carrier or try other internet phone services. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump plans to announce next week that the U.S. will refer to the Persian Gulf as the Arabian Gulf or the Gulf of Arabia. That's according to two U.S. officials speaking to the AP. The president travels to Saudi Arabia next week. More at SRNnews.com.